We wanted to start with an expert. My guest today is a professor of sociology. He's the director of research in psychology at Western Sydney University. He's an expert in new religious movements and popular culture. And next year, he's going to be publishing his book on the sociology of exorcism. He's here today because he's all over vampire fandom and culture. Adam Possumai, welcome to the program. How are you?
Well, I'm all right. Thanks for inviting me, Glenn.
Are you, or have you always been, a fan of vampires?
Oh, yeah. I started quite young. And I've always been a big fan of popular culture. And then I became a sociologist of religion and realized there was some interconnection between popular culture and religion.
How so?
It's just there's been some changes happening in our society and culture. More and more people are interested in popular culture to influence their lives. And more and more, there's the line between reality and popular culture is becoming more blurry. The idea that more and more elements of popular culture inspire the lives of people. Do you have, for example, the zombie war, in which zombies are part of popular culture and people are creating those type of festivals? You've got the Quidditch games from Harry Potter.
So is it a case, perhaps, of as the worse the world gets, the worse reality is, the more we might retreat into some of these wonderful fictional concepts where we'll find a much warmer, welcoming community, even if they're ones who live by night and drink blood?
Quite a complex question to answer. Popular culture is becoming more and more part of our everyday life. Kids today, as soon as they're born, they're exposed to that. And it can provide a source of inspiration. Now, you mentioned something about changes happening in our real life. And that might create a sense of insecurity. And people find some solace sometimes in popular culture. Especially we see a lot today those characters that have been created years ago and they come back frequently, almost as providing a sense of stability when we watch a show on television or watch a movie or read a book or even graphic novel. In the 70s, vampires came, but they were inspiring people to develop themselves. It was the boom of new spiritualities, boom of the New Age spiritualities, and the attraction of people to new religious movements. And this figure of the vampire was no longer this monster that had to be destroyed, but could be this person with those powers that people could emulate in a spiritual way.
If you're just joining us, this is It's Just Not Cricket, ABC Radio right across Australia. This is our vampire show, and you're listening to the very dulcet tones of Professor Adam Possumai from Western Sydney University.
This one we fight, this one we face, can take on many forms. He is both young and old. He can appear as mist, as vapor, as the fog. And he can vanish at will.
Oh, my love.
The power of his evil desire has no end.
Adam, great to have you on the line with us. Tell me, why, all these years later, after Bram Stoker's Dracula, why have vampires in particular been the one piece of subculture and popular culture that has resonated and expanded so long?
Yes. When Bram Stoker came with this idea of the vampire, it really sparked a lot of interest to people, and it has stayed with us since. And we are all fascinated by strong characters. And there were other characters that were created during that time, such as Dr. Dracula, Mr. Hyde. And those new characters emerged during the boom of the printing press and the boom of pulp fiction. And we have to think about that time period in which popular culture was becoming more important through the printing press. And the world, especially the Europe, and was becoming more secular. And people were interested in new ideas, new stories. And the idea of the creation of Dracula is almost like a secular mythical figure in which it combines all the personification of the rougher instinct that a person can have with the high sophistication as well. And this really has stayed in the mind of the public. And it's almost like now an archetype, if I use Jung's understanding, in which we know what a vampire is. We expect certain things from a vampire, but then we want to see new things about a vampire. We want to keep changes as well. And this is what the creators, when they come with the notion of a vampire, it's always about dealing with something that everyone knows, but sometimes changing one or two variables to make something new.
Dr. Professor Adam Possumai from Western Sydney University is my guest. Let's check in on our sexy vampire music. It's pretty sexy because, and with all of those rationale you've been listing there, Adam, they're quite sexy. Let's not look past vampires being pretty sexy, shall we? What's your favorite incarnation of any vampire?
I like to come back to I Am Legend, the idea from Richard Matheson in which the whole world turns into a vampire. So it's not just the individual, but it's about this idea of the whole planet turning into vampires. And this is speaking about radical changes, and I find that quite fascinating in a story.
It certainly is fascinating, and I've loved talking to you about it. Thank you so much for sharing some time with us. I appreciate it. And I look forward, we might get you back on next year when you publish your book on the sociology of exorcism. I think we'll have a chat about that too, hey?
With great pleasure.
Good man. Professor Adam Possumai is a professor of sociology, director of research in psychology at Western Sydney University, an expert in new religious movements and popular culture. And next year he'll be publishing his book on the sociology of exorcism. It's our vampire show here on It's Just Not Cricket.